I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we were wondering whatever happened to Elian Gonzalez. 10 years ago this month, U.S. authorities returned him to his father's custody in Cuba. He's now 16 years old, and some snapshots of him have been published on a Cuban government website. You can see them at theworld.org. The BBC's Michael Voss is in Havana. And Michael, Elian's all grown up. What can we see in these photographs about how Elian is getting on in the world?
He's growing up to be a serious-looking young man, although I think it's clearly still the same person you see in those pictures from 10 years ago. He's 16 now. This was the Congress of the Union of Young Communists, who meet every 5 years, and he must have been one of the youngest delegates. So the photographs of him appeared on an exclusive Cuban government website called Cuba Debate, which is where Fidel Castro editorials always first appear. Interestingly, the photographs were not then republished in the main Cuban state newspapers, Granma and Juventud Rebelde, although they were picked up by some of the provincial papers.
So what do these kind of political, heavily loaded political associations suggest about who Elian is these days and what he represents for Cuba?
At one level, he's clearly part of the system. But at the same time, you have to say that he's been completely wrapped in cotton wool since the day he came home. No one in the foreign press has ever managed to get near him whatsoever. There is a sort of a small parade to mark his birthday every year in his hometown of Cardenas. The photographs of him, he's there wearing a military uniform. There are two types of schools here in Cuba. There's the main state system, but in every single province, there is also a military school. They're called the Camilo Cienfuegos schools, the Camelitos. And so I suspect that he is at the military school in his home state of Matanzas. This is where the officer class for the Cuban army tends to be groomed. So you do get a feeling that he is probably, you know, moving in the direction of a political life here.
And listeners, you were listening to Michael Voss. He just gave us the answer to the GeoQuiz. It's Matanzas. In the last 10 years that Elian Gonzalez has grown up, things have changed a lot in Cuba, as you well know. Michael, I mean, this is really a time of transition as Castro retreats and younger brother Raul faces an immediate problem with political dissidents on hunger strikes right now. What's happening on that front?
This is a difficult time in Cuba. And I think the death of a hunger striker in February, Tamayo, has really raised the issue of political prisoners in Cuba in a way that hasn't been raised for many years. It's emboldened the small dissident opposition community within Cuba. Just a couple of weeks ago, we had an unprecedented week of daily marches by the what's called the Damas en Blanco, the ladies in white. The death of the hunger striker really has put the Cubans on the defensive, and in some cases the offensive. Raul Castro, at the closing speech of this Union of Young Communists, gave a very strong speech saying that he would not bend for the hunger strikers. He would not consider political change or releasing prisoners. He called it blackmail, and he accused the United States of orchestrating a campaign against Cuba, aided by the Western media. But the hunger strikers have put them on the defensive, and there is now another man, Guillermo Fariñas, who's 40 days into a hunger strike. He's looking very close to death, and I think that will ratchet up the whole focus on political prisoners and what is, in fact, a lack of change so far in Cuba.
We'll leave it there. The BBC's Michael Voss in Havana, Cuba, which is about 100 miles west of the answer to today's GeoQuiz, Matanzas. Thanks very much for the update, Michael.
Good. You're very welcome.